This is Leo Bebeau for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, online at ktwh.org and on the FM side at 99.5 FM. And we have an opportunity today to visit with Bonnie Hundreiser. I think I got that, Bonnie.
You got it.
She is a hazard mitigation planning specialist working as part of the U-Spatial at UMD, the hazard mitigation planning team. And they are helping to coordinate the Lake County hazard mitigation planning process that is now underway. And Lake County Emergency Management and Project Leaders issued a media release. And you can find a link to that on our ktwh.org homepage. I sure hope you'll check that out because your input is being sought to make sure that this process reflects the needs of county residents. I would like to note, Bonnie, that this is how the release begins, is a good, hopefully a good lead-in. It says, Lake County residents, community leaders, business owners, area agencies, and organizations now have an opportunity to share how severe weather events impact their property and lives. There is also an opportunity to share their ideas on how to reduce local impacts in the future. And that's why we're talking to you today, Bonnie. Welcome aboard to Community Radio in Two Harbors.
Thank you so much, Leo. It's great to be here. Thanks for helping us to get the word out on this.
Absolutely. That release that Lake County Emergency Management sent around just begs the question, because it's not just common parlance for a lot of folks. Exactly what do you folks mean by hazard mitigation planning, and how does it fit into state and federal requirements? Where does the Lake County hazard mitigation planning fit into what's being required, and maybe talk about the responsibilities for those doing the planning?
That's a great place to start. Mitigation is any effort to reduce or eliminate the impacts of future hazard events. So at its heart, it's looking at how can communities get out in front of a bad day occurring and reduce the probabilities of bad impacts occurring to property or damages to livelihood. The plan is a requirement of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as well as the state, in order to be eligible for FEMA Hazard Mitigation Assistance Grant Program funding, which becomes available after a presidential disaster declaration, and there's also funding after state hazard declarations occur. Hazard mitigation is required every 5 years in order for a county to be eligible for that grant program funding.
Excellent. Okay, so we have a five-year cycle, and we're in that part of the cycle where we're trying to get the next one done in time. And what would the timeline for the cycle be like? What the preparation, the submission, the public comment?
So the planning process will take roughly about 12 to 18 months, and we've just started. We're getting going now, so we're probably looking at having the plan wrapped up and sent off to FEMA about fall of next year.
Okay, fall of 2024. It's clear that you want the public's input. How does it figure into the process? What is it integrated into? Obviously, there's a lot of factual analysis and statistical breakdown of the likelihood of various scenarios that has to be considered. But how does the public's, like one of our listeners responding to you next week, how does that play a role? And are there any other stakeholders, like other governmental agencies in Lake County, the township level, city level, that have a role as well?
Great question. The plan is developed with both the input of key stakeholders, that would be local government officials with Lake County, as well as the city of Beaver Bay, city of Silver Bay, the city of Two Harbors, the five townships within the county, as well as other agencies and organizations who have some sort of affiliated role with planning associated with mitigation or project implementation, such as the Soil and Water Conservation District, the USDA, MnDOT, the Minnesota DNR Coastal Program, the school district, the municipal and rural electric cooperatives. We seek to engage all of these different stakeholders in gathering feedback. So these agencies and organizations and government organizations, they play more of a role in our direct planning. But for the public, we want to hear from those who are living within these communities, not running the planning and projects as employees of the community or an organization, but we want to hear from people on the ground of what are your concerns about severe weather events that affect Lake County, and where do you feel there are vulnerabilities that should be addressed with mitigation actions that can be implemented over the next 5 years to make the community safer.
We're speaking today with Bonnie Hundreiser from, I guess I'll say you're from the U-Spatial at UMD team. You are also your own private consultant, and your key role, Bonnie, in the process is in community engagement and communication. Do I have that mostly right?
Yeah, that's right. So I work with U-Spatial at UMD, located here in Duluth, and I've worked with U-Spatial for 10 years now, and really I work on efforts that engage stakeholders. I'm working with local governments, agencies, and organizations, and the public to gather feedback and incorporate it into the plan. My role in doing that is to collect information that helps to inform the plan and make sure that it's timely and actionable and relevant for the things that are happening at this time, whereas U-Spatial is able to take care of a lot of the technical elements of the plan, such as geospatial analysis.
Bonnie, you were telling everyone listening today that we're doing this because it's required, but there are so many different positive purposes that could be served by such a plan. And I'm wondering, in addition to making you qualified for when there is a disaster, getting your full share of support, are there other grant programs and opportunities to access funding? And we didn't talk about how much more funding may be necessary as we do better hazard mitigation planning. We obviously, if we're going to do that planning, it'd be nice to be ready for stepping up and addressing the concerns identified in those plans. Is there money now, or will there be in the future, for dealing with the nuances of what you identify as being emerging concerns in these plans?
Great question. As we're working with communities and identifying mitigation projects that a community wants to implement, they are not always eligible for FEMA grant funding, and that's just one element of the funding aspect of putting these projects into play. So FEMA is one funding opportunity, but as we look at projects that communities hope to implement, such as wildfire projects in Lake County, some of those sorts of projects may be funded by the Minnesota DNR FireWise program.
Right.
For hazard mitigation projects that affect the coastal areas of Lake County, there may be opportunities from the Minnesota DNR Coastal Program. USDA has a rural development grant program for helping small communities purchase and install outdoor warning sirens. So we seek to identify possible funding sources as well.
Okay.
And I'd like to point out that hazard mitigation planning, it's not just about being eligible for FEMA grant funding. At its heart, it's about making communities safer. So whether there's projects that might be eligible for some expensive projects, it's an important thing to do no matter the size of your community.
Well, good point. And I guess what I hear you saying is that there are all kinds of parallel processes that are already underway on the ground in different forms and different stages. Most of the people I know have all heard of FireWise, at least if you live away from the town of Two Harbors. If you live in the woods like I do, you're seeing the buildup of fuels from this, what I'll call a climate-accelerated demise of certain tree species. We also have invasive species. We have all kinds of things happening in our woods that I'm glad you mentioned the wildfire scenario, because most of us remember the Greenwood fire emergency of 2021. And I have to figure that it's going to become a continuing and prominent concern. Even when we've had 6 weeks of dry weather, it starts, your memory goes back and says, I wonder how we're doing in being ready for the next potential Greenwood fire. And what you're saying is that can be very much addressed through this. The mitigation of a future Greenwood fire is exactly what you're trying to get at in the HMP process.
That's right. And when you talked about the overlap of existing programs in addressing natural hazards like wildfire for Lake County, that is exactly why we seek to work with the Minnesota DNR Forestry Program and the FireWise Coordinator, and to look at the existing Community Wildfire Protection Plan for Lake County, because we want to merge capabilities that are in place.
Okay.
We want to merge planning efforts and build upon those partnerships so that we can identify projects that need to be implemented, and that's across the board.
And when people give you feedback, is it helpful for people giving you input to be kind of specific about where the issue is for them, or are you looking at more generalized concerns? Because maybe you'll be surprised by some of the detail of information that might be afforded by people that are observant.
We will take whatever feedback people have. It may be general or it may be very specific. Often I hear about communities' concerns about the power going out and having backup generators. That's
right.
Something that we would encourage local governments and businesses and even residents to be prepared for. On a larger scale, we may hear from communities that have a municipal campground or a mobile home park that doesn't have a storm shelter or a tornado safe room, and that's a local level concern. Or for wildfire mitigation, communities may be concerned about the ability to increase public warning and information in the event of impending dangerous events. So that's why we seek to build upon, again, the capabilities of other agencies and address the concerns that do come up from the public so that we can address them adequately in the plan. Having feedback from the public helps us to identify specifically where there are localized risks and vulnerabilities, because the vulnerabilities across the county will vary. The northern part of the state is more prone to wildfire than the coastal region. The coastal area is more prone to, of course, lake storm weather than the inland
right.
areas.
And then there's that interface. I live closer to the shore, but 2 years ago, I was very concerned that that fire still had the capacity to come a little closer to the shore. So I think we're living in with enough change and unprecedented phenomena that none of us are all that sure which, you know, we might be looking at everything from floods. I, for instance, am not worried about the lake shoreline technically on my property, but I am very concerned that there are people for whom it's a huge issue. And I guess that's what you're getting at, is that a lot, there are going to be location and situation specific, but you're looking at the totality of those things in this hazard mitigation planning.
Right. And as we hear about people's concerns and document them, we want to see how we can incorporate them into the plan update, meaning we want to look at how those local concerns can be addressed with actions. And actions will come in a range of different ways. We call them strategies. They can come through local planning and regulations. They can come through public education and awareness. Sometimes mitigation actions are infrastructure related, and other times you're dealing with a natural systems approach. So wildfire mitigation is very much a natural systems approach, doing things like fuels reduction measures, holding chipper days, a lot of the activities that are already identified in the community wildfire protection plan for Lake County.
Something that came to mind is that for some of the climate resilience planning, you may, for instance, have a long-range goal of getting all of your stream crossings under your roadways sized up for whatever is emerging as the new 100 or 500-year flood. But it's a very expensive and maybe a long-ranging undertaking. Does the hazard mitigation planning kind of check in on where those things are, where the most vulnerable places yet might be that we haven't been able to invest in, because you only have a certain amount of dollars at any one time that you can put towards that?
Well, the mitigation planning and climate resilience or climate adaptation planning really are walking hand in hand.
Yeah.
They're working in the same direction to identify local risks and where they are in relationship to the probability of climate change and how natural hazard events may occur more frequently, or they may have a greater impact, may be more severe. The overlap is very great,
And
they're extremely complementary to each other. We do address climate change in the hazard mitigation plans for that reason.
We're speaking today with Bonnie Hunreiser of the UMD Youth Spatial Planning Team, and we're talking about the Lake County Hazard Mitigation Planning Project that in between 12 months and a little longer from now, by fall, you said, of 2024, we expect to see that there will be a draft plan out. And can people review that before it's in the book, so to speak? And is there a process for public comment, Bonnie?
Absolutely. At this point, we're just at the beginning of the planning process. That's why we are calling for public input as we're starting to do that review of risks and local vulnerabilities. We will again call for public input when we have the draft plan prepared, and we will do another news release at that time. We'll work with you. I'll happily come back on the radio and we can talk about some of the highlights of the plan and again seek public feedback. But we will have an interactive website with several different dashboards for each of the natural hazards that will be addressed by the Lake County Plan. Residents will have an area to provide their feedback on local mitigation actions and to zoom in on areas of concern, And one of the beautiful things about this new website that is a companion to the PDF copy of the plan is it will be live for the duration of the plan. This is something that local jurisdictions can have on their websites. The county will host it, and it can be a planning tool for local communities to incorporate into their comprehensive planning, into their climate adaptation planning. All of those things can cross with the data in the hazard mitigation plan and website. So we hope it will be a very useful tool, and the public feedback component will continue to be live as well.
That does that cover what Stacy Stark, the director of Youth Spatial's UMD office, told me would be an interactive website experience? I wasn't sure exactly what to anticipate that being, but that is exactly what you mean? When does that fire up? Did you say it's being under? It's live during the whole process, or does that kick in
draft plan? Yeah, I'm sorry. It will be live. It's a companion to the paper copy of the plan, the PDF.
Got it.
So it will be prepared when the draft plan is available.
Okay. Maybe we should acquaint ourselves then with where online we're going to be able to access that. We obviously can go to Lake County Emergency Management at co.lake.mn.us, but there are other avenues to get there, or some of these status reports, the draft plan rolling out?
Yeah, when we have that ready, when we announce that's ready for the public, we will have it hosted on a website from the University of Minnesota.
Wonderful.
So it will be, it's a website that Lake County doesn't have to develop.
Right.
But when it's all prepared and adopted, it will be provided to Lake County to host on their website. There will be a link, so it will be a live link that's always available.
Great. And then maybe when we are checking back with you in 12, 15 months when this plan is out, we can let people know exactly what that website is.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you. I want to leave it for you to remind me some of the important facts that I might not have questioned you about. I think one of them that intrigued me is what the payback is for this kind of process, because I think you told me it was a very impressive
benefit. Yeah, I was chatting with you saying that mitigation pays. Every dollar put into mitigation equates to $6 that would have been spent in recovery costs. So the money that's put into installing that new double-sized culvert is going to be a lot cheaper than the cost of recovering from the road being washed out, that sort of thing. Mitigation is financially a good move. It's low-hanging fruit to avoid a lot of complications, economic hardships, damage to property, and especially loss of life. We don't want to have that cost ever incurred.
Right, because those are some intangibles when you get to loss of quality of life, loss of health. Yeah.
And your beautiful environment in Lake County.
Yeah.
You know, those.
Indeed.
Everybody has seen the impacts of storm events with trees snapped off from severe ice storms and wildfire and other events that have occurred. Our goal is to seek public feedback. We want to hear from you if you have localized concerns about natural hazard events that can affect Lake County and where you live. Are they related to wildfire, flooding, severe winter storms, ice storms? Do you have infrastructure in your community you feel is at risk, or do you have vulnerable populations of people who are at higher risk? Do you have concerns about severe windstorms and needing a storm shelter? Ways to improve public education and awareness so that people are more aware of impending storm events and what they need to do in advance to be ready for those. We seek all of your input and feedback, and you can provide that to Matt Pullman, who is the Lake County Emergency Management Director. He has an emergency management page with Lake County. You can go there and find his phone number and email directly would be the easiest way to submit input. You can also share your feedback with your local government, be it a city or a township, because we will be working with them directly as well through the planning process.
Yes, indeed. And I think the county website, I believe it's www.co.lake.mn.us, and you'll find the homepage will have the departments, including Lake County Emergency Management. And I think people can also go to our website if they want to see the media release, which tells people exactly how to participate as well. And you just go to ktwh.org on our homepage. There's a slider and a news story in the bottom left corner about the hazard mitigation planning process. So Thanks so much for joining us today, Bonnie. We covered a lot of ground, maybe not as smoothly as I should have been able to do, but you rolled with it and gave us a lot of good reason to participate. It's kind of nice to know that no matter exactly what your comment is, that it is going to be reflected by people actually looking at it and including it in the public input that's assessed and dealt with.
That's right. Thank you, Leo. We really want to have the public engaged in this planning process and have it to be meaningful to you so that when this plan is in place, you feel like your voice has been heard and hopefully some action can be taken by the county and local governments to make your community safer moving forward. Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bonnie. We will see you down the road and talk about some follow-up subjects, and we'll find out what comes to pass with this plan, and we're looking forward to future conversations. Thanks for joining us today, and good luck with this very important process.
Thank you, Leo.
You take care. Bye now. We've been speaking with Bonnie Hundreiser, Hazard Mitigation Planning Specialist, part of the U-Spatial UMD Hazard Mitigation Planning Team, who's working on the Lake County Hazard Mitigation Planning Process. You're listening to KTWH.